Is this on, Lucas? Yes, it is. Good morning, everyone. Oh, you said my name back to me, so I don't need to tell you what my name is. It's our custom to greet one another before we begin worship, so that we're a little more closer to being community as we give God praise. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, thanks to thee for thy great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father, Almighty, Lord God, the Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. Do not leave us comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and to exalt us to that place where our Savior Christ has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. With Paul and Silas, we came to Philippi in Macedonia, a Roman colony, and as we were going to the place of prayer, we met a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought to her owners a great deal of money by fortune telling. While she followed Paul and us, she would cry out, "These men are slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation." She kept doing this for many days, but Paul, very much annoyed, turned and said to the spirit, "I order you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the authorities. When they had brought them before the magistrates, they said, "These men are disturbing our city. They are Jews and are advocating customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to adopt or observe." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrate had them stripped of their clothing and ordered them to be beaten with rods. After they had given them a severe flogging, they threw them into prison and ordered the jailer to keep them securely. Following these instructions, he put them in the innermost cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake, so violent that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's chains were unfastened. When the jailer woke up and saw the prison doors wide open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, since he supposed that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted in a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." The jailer called for lights, and rushing in, he fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They answered, "Believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." They spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. At the same hour of the night, he took them and washed their wounds. Then he and his entire family were baptized without delay. He brought them up into the house and set food before them, and he and his entire household rejoiced that he had become a believer in God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The appointed psalm for today is Psalm 97. You will find in your pew sheet. Let us read responsively by whole verse. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad.
Clouds and darkness are around it. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne.
A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies on every side.
His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and is afraid.
The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth.
The heavens declare the righteousness. All the people see his glory.
Confounded be all who worship carved images and delight in false gods. Bow down before him, all you gods.
Zion hears and is glad, and the cities of Judah rejoice because of your wrath, O Lord.
For you are the Lord most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods.
The Lord loves those who hate evil. Preserves the lives of the saints, delivers them from the hands of the wicked.
Light has sprung up for the righteous, and joyful gladness for those who are true-hearted.
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous. Give thanks to his holy name. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. I'm dyslexic, but I'm not that dyslexic. Jesus prayed for his disciples. Then he said, I ask not only behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, so that they may be one, as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those also whom you have given me may be with me where I am, to see my glory, which you have given me because you love me from before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you, and these know you, and that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Sorry about that. The lectionary that I read had one more phrase. it wasn't important to the message of the gospel. But this is the last section of the high priestly prayer of Jesus in the Gospel of St. John. This section is for the universal church, for the unity of the church. As all of the high priestly prayers, it sounds kind of like the Beatles song from I Am the Walrus, in that album that was so mysterious that we knew that it was code for one of the Beatles having passed away. I and you and me and et cetera, et cetera. It'll be an earworm, so I won't go any further than that. I purposely read this gospel rather slowly with articulation, because when you normally hear a reader give it, they're doing it at a swift pace, and it's really hard to kind of pick up what phrase is next and how it ties in. I don't think I did a terrific job with that, but I tried to let you know this connection between God the Father and God the Son, Jesus, is one that actually transcends to you and I. It's the prayer Jesus is giving for the church, that we may have unity. Have you dealt with human nature a whole lot, Jesus? Like we're gonna have perfect unity? I believe it is possible, not in our hands, but in God's hands. In college, I was, well, you know that I'm a nerd. I was one of those nerds who at a very early age found safety in the church, and so I liked church, and I went to church even in college. Had one roommate that was playing with Christian Science, and I went to church with him. Boy, did they do communion weird. They knelt at their pew and faced towards the back of the pew and did prayers. That was their form of communion. I went with another roommate to First Southern Presbyterian. Now it's Central Presbyterian. They only had communion 3 times a year. And when they had it, they passed something that looked like offertory plates. Instead of putting something in it, you took this little grape juice cup out. But it was communion. And I went with a girlfriend to the Methodist church, and they were kind of similar to the Presbyterians. I went with another roommate to the Church of Christ. They made us look low church. They did communion every Sunday. They didn't have instruments or an organ, but boy, could they sing. It was a tremendous experience. And everybody gave communion to each other sitting at the pew. It was this little cracker, you couldn't dip it. You had to drink that little cup of grape juice. The reason I point all that out about communion is that the underlying tone in the entire priestly prayer of Jesus is the Lord's Supper and how it came from the Seder meal of the Passover, and how that unity bound people together with God and the divine purpose. The divine purpose is what gives us a unity with one another. Because if we're gonna line up behind my purpose, oh, please make that line short. I'm very fired up about that purpose, but it's not the divine purpose. And the divine is so much more splendid than mine. The unity of the church is what Jesus is praying for in this last section of the high priestly prayer, that we may all be one as God and the Father are one. Don't get carried away that that's got to be perfect and smooth. Remember, Jesus is saying at the Garden of Gethsemane, "Lord, if it's your will, let this cup pass me by." He kind of had his moments where he wasn't thrilled about where it was going. We may not always be thrilled about what the higher purpose might be and where it is going. But he relented and accepted as his true and faithful leader who loved him, that he would be fulfilled and whole, and the church will be fulfilled and whole as we heed the prayer of the great Melchizedek Jesus, who prays this prayer of Christian unity. You bet we're gonna have our differences. Church of Christ, I don't wanna go there, but I kind of enjoy it when I visit. Amen. Let us stand and confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father. Things were made for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. See, he was crucified. He suffered death and was buried. Then he rose. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's church and the world.
Almighty and ever-living God, who in thy holy word hath taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, receive these our prayers which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Kay, Jeff, and Hector, our bishops, and Alanafi, Bishop of Southern Malawi, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We beseech thee also to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, especially Donald, our president, Greg, our governor, and Steve, our mayor, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O God, to comfort and succor Jeff, Carol, Lynn, Peter, Dick, Susan, Barbara, Ann, Neil, Diana, Jimmy, Juanita, Mary, Hope, Randy, Jim, John, Roy, Bob, Kyle, Ashley, Wanda Mae, Deanne, John, Mariah, David, Dusty, Cindy, Scott, Katie, Elizabeth, Maggie, Helen, Anne, Sheila, and all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, especially Pete, Lydia, Melvin, Jane, and Rocky, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good example of blessed David of Wales and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate.
Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Bishop Richardson is spinning in his grave. I have never seen so many copes and mitres in my life as was at the ordination and consecration of Kay Ryan as our new bishop yesterday. Milton Richardson was obnoxiously low church from Georgia, and this was obnoxiously High Church. I was impressed with how every single one of the former bishops and bishops of Texas that were present, they all knew how to put their mitre on with the two flaps in the back to go around appropriately. They vested very well. It was a splendid service. Registration for Camp St. David, which is offered 3 weeks in July and 1 week of August, ages 2 to 11, is open. Registration is open for summer journey groups. Starting June 9th, you can join in a Way of Discipleship workshop, 7 Sunday afternoons from 3:30 to 5. Our liturgical team has settled on a theme of journey for the summer months. And if you want to take Flat St. Dave with you, and take pictures of it on your destinations, even if it's home by the community pool, please feel free to do so and register it online so we can see the track that people take in our various journeys. Looking Ahead is available downstairs. I hope that you will pick up a copy if you didn't last week. The glory given by God to Christ, Christ has given to you, so that you may all be one, and so that the world may see and know that you belong to the Most High. The celebration of the Eucharist continues on page 340 of the Book of Common Prayer. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty everlasting God, through thy dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who after his glorious resurrection manifestly appeared to his disciples and in their sight ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, there we might be also and reign with him in glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord Most High. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. All glory be to thee, O Lord, our God, for that thou dost create heaven and earth, and didst make us in thine own image, and of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon him and to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption. He made there a full and perfect sacrifice for the whole world, and in Institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to thee, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you do this, drink it in remembrance of me. Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, we thy people do celebrate and make, with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming again with power and great glory. And we humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and with thy word and Holy Spirit, to bless and sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may be unto us the body and blood of thy dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, whereby we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls, and bodies. Grant, we beseech thee, that all who partake of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, and be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and also that we and all thy whole church may be made one body with him, that he may dwell in us, and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the peace. Alleluia. The gifts of God for the people of God. joining on page 339, let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank Thee that Thou hast feed us these spiritual food, blood of Thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, assure us Thy goodness towards us. We are very members and corporate, mystical body of Thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of the everlasting kingdom. We humbly beseech Thee, so to assist us with Thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, such good works, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Be the Holy Ghost, the honor and glory, world without end. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, doing his will and that which is well-pleasing in his sight. In the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.
Good morning. My name is Carol Petty. I'm one of the assisting priests here at St. David's. It's my privilege to welcome you here to worship on this summer sunny morning. At St. David's, we have a custom of greeting one another so we can know who it is we're worshiping around. So please stand and introduce yourself to the people around you.